You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist John Davis from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Want to begin, I think, with the Midwest, because people are going to be traveling and such, and there is some weather conditions out there to be talked about, so I'm going to get out of the way and let you go.
Well, for the southern areas of the Midwest, meaning anywhere, let's say, south of I-80, the system upcoming is going to be primarily a rain producer, and so shouldn't cause any kind of major traffic problems coming up as we go through the next couple of days. The areas that will have some issues are further north, in portions of Michigan, in portions of Wisconsin, portions of Minnesota. That's where you will tend to see either all snow or a mix of precipitation as this next storm system moves across the Great Lakes during the middle portion of this week. So it all depends upon where you are. If you're kind of more in the central or southern Midwest, shouldn't have any major problems. For the northern areas, though, that's where the travel could be difficult as we go through both Wednesday and on into Thursday.
Could that line even drift a little bit further south into Illinois?
Well, the only area that could have some issues would be the northwest fringe of Illinois, but it really is just the northwest fringe of Illinois. So for the vast majority of the state, should not be any serious
issues. So rain for the rest of us, then.
Correct.
All right, let's go and turn our attention to South America, where, I don't know, conditions are pretty good, I think.
They're very good, and really no sign of anything but very good as we round out the year and even look into the early portion of January. So there's no major issues in either Brazil or Argentina. The pattern does not look problematic, and we see very little risk of any kind of issues from a heat standpoint or a real dryness standpoint upcoming. So the favorable conditions continue as we start out 2015.
So where are the hot spots then?
I tell you, there's not many. And from a global standpoint, agriculturally, I mean, very few significant issues kind of out there. The Australian situation, which, of course, was an issue back 4 or 6 weeks ago with their wheat crop, that's kind of a done deal right now, as everything is kind of almost harvested there across areas of Australia. But other than that, we have some minor issues across some of the areas of Russia and Ukraine. But even those issues are not terribly significant. So it's really a situation right now where both domestically and from a foreign standpoint, there's really no major headline type of weather issues or weather problems on a global basis.
All right. What else before we let you go of importance that we need to know?
Well, about the only other thing would be from a livestock standpoint. It does look pretty stormy here coming up across portions of the plains and on into the Midwest. And so that means some livestock stress and an increase in livestock stress, as well as Arctic cold kind of coming into the middle of the country by the time we get to the weekend. And that will also be the story as we go into next week. So certainly some stress on the animals here coming up as we go through the next week or 10 days.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Davis of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.